Hello everyone, welcome to Digital Marketing Gyan Podcast, your one-stop destination to explore the latest happenings, strategies, tools, techniques and case studies in the digital marketing domain. I am your host Prince Kumar and we have Tony Strong, the founder of Good at Marketing and co-founder of Rapid SEO Host with us today. In July 2017, Tony embarked on a bold venture by founding Good at Marketing, a testament of his unwavering self-belief and vision for the digital landscape. Over the years, his journey continued to evolve, culminating in the establishment of Rapid SEO Host in 2022 and Asset Linkable in 2023. Marking the next thrilling chapter in his adventure. We are excited to have him and understand how to boost domain authority of your website. Hi Donny, a warm welcome on our show.
How are you today?
Doing good, good. Great to have you on our show and discuss an important topic that is about the domain authority.
So domain authority and PageRank, and there's a lot of different tools out there that'll give you a different metric based on the credibility of your website. They all serve a purpose of how valuable is the website. And a website can have a lot of value, you know, and you'll see that they have high domain authority in PageRank. And then you'll see other websites that have high page rank and domain authority, but don't have a lot of traffic and they're not really ranking for much. So these stats, they worked a long time ago. Now they're still good to look at to get a base idea, but I wouldn't put all my eggs in that basket and think, oh, this has a very high domain authority, a very high page rank, whatever metric you're using to look at that exact signal, there's way more to the puzzle that's not there, you know, when you're looking at those stats. So something that we like to do is we like to look at every single keyword that we're focused on. We search them in Google and other search engines, and we'll see who pops up, what websites come up. And if we see a website frequently coming up over and over and over again, chances are whatever they're doing, the search engines are picking up and liking. And then we could dig in deeper from there.
Got it. So we are excited to have you discuss that. But to start with, before starting with the main topic, you know, it will be great if you can let the audience know a bit about your corporate journey.
So I have three companies. Good at Marketing is... it's a SEO agency that offers several digital marketing services, primarily Google driven. I started off Good at Marketing about 7 years ago after working at many agencies, and it was time for me to go on my own. And in the beginning, I wore all the different hats. I was doing hosting, I was doing the web development, I was doing just about everything for the clients. Content creation, I always had help with. I just didn't have the time in the day to do all those puzzle pieces. And outreach and link building, I also always had help with. It's just too much to do alone. But over the years, you know, I started hitting a lot of walls with development and things that you need on page to make sure that the search engines could crawl a website. Page speed optimizations, things of that nature, they become very technical, and it's a whole world of itself. And as you mature into the digital marketing world, you realize that SEO is an umbrella, and there are different positions that people can specialize in within the SEO world. So you have local SEO, and then within local SEO, you have citation building, you have review monitoring and generating reviews, which sometimes you pass on to the clients, or you can provide some sort of third-party software to help them achieve that goal. Content creation around link building, which you need a content writer for. and outreach work. So all these are different elements of the puzzle. And one of the hardest things that I found for me was mixing the SEO world with the development world. It starts to spread yourself thin too much. And there weren't any options out there that I found that are suitable for what I needed, which is a website that loads fast, passes all the Google page speed scores, the foundation of the site itself. So we created Rapid SEO Host to solve that puzzle. And I partnered with a developer, Jay, who I've worked with for a very long time. I partnered and we partnered with his IT guy. And we brought my brother, who graduated with a law degree, we brought him on. We brought in a master at paid ads and paid search. So we brought all these different people on board. And Taryn, who's a very good project manager, everybody's on board. And we're all partners on the hosting project, because at the time and even now, you know, it wouldn't make sense to try to build that. You know, I'd need a huge investment to do that. And instead of having people with a lot of money jump on board, what we decided to do was just have people who specialize in each of their fields jump on board and become a partner. So everyone has skin in the game. Everyone's very excited about the project.
Great. So, you know, the topic that we have is domain authority. But then most of the businesses and also most of the SEO guys, they generally, prefer 2 to 3 different terms: domain authority, page authority, and domain rank. Can you help the audience know a bit of, like, what are the key differences between all three of them? If there are any similarities, then what are them? And also, which one to prefer in which case?
So page authority is the page specifically that you're on. Domain authority is the entire website. And then, domain rank is where you're ranking for the domain. Which the domain ranking, you could set up any of the tools. There's Moz, there's Ahrefs, there's SC Rankings, there's for local SEO, there's Bright Local, there's Places Scout, there's many, many different options to track rankings. And what you do is you put your domain into the tool and pick out the top keywords you think are going to be best for your business. And that will give you an idea. Now, the keywords you pick might not be the best for your business. So it's good to always use a keyword planning tool to see what other keywords are out there. Check what competitors are doing. You put their website into some of these tools, and like Ahrefs or Moz, like I said, they will give you back a list of keywords that they're targeting and that they're ranking for. And with that knowledge, you can plug all those keywords into your own dashboard and see where you stand alongside your competitors, and then build a plan to get yourself, seen within those competitors. So you want to essentially do what they're doing, but better. Target what they're targeting, but do it in a way where you're going to get that traffic as well as they are, because there's many options on Google when somebody searches. So I like to always start by searching in Google, searching the keywords in Google and looking manually. There's nothing better than seeing manually where people stand, what they are, and then digging in. And sometimes you're not gonna like what they're doing, and that's okay. You don't have to replicate what they're doing. But you're there to get ideas and to just understand what the market is doing for a group of keywords that you're looking to target that will benefit you. And all these stats, like I said, they're very useful in the beginning when you're just trying to get an idea. But I wouldn't take them and say, okay, because it has a, you know, high page rank, or because it has a high domain authority, that this is going to be a very good website for me to get a link from, or this is a really good website, because you can buy expired domains and point them to your site. There's a lot of ways to manipulate these factors, and many people do. So it's important to actually do some searches and see what's out there before saying, okay, good site or bad site. You have to really dig in We'll click into the site, look at the site, see what it looks like, see how it functions, see if the content is actually helpful. Google's pushing and moving more and more towards helpful content. They want people to actually get to the content page and say, okay, I found exactly what I was looking for, and now I could learn more about it by clicking here, 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 here. Right? That's what they want. They don't really care about you finding the content, and then there's just stuff keywords all over the place. So.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Like Google, like whatever the latest update that is coming from Google, it's more focused on the user experience, how the user experiencing the content. And if that's perfectly fine, then everything will be a kind of second tier. So rightly said. So now, let's say if the businesses, if they have to focus on improving the DA, then what all the other activities that you'd be recommending to them?
Improving domain authority is primarily getting backlinks and internal links to a page. So you can blog and link to a page, and that'll pass some authority to that page. And you also can reach out, outreach to other websites that are like-minded or have similar content, and create a relationship with people. You could do it on social media, even create relationships, engage with other people's content. And then when you have something good that they might want to link to, you can share it with them and then they'll link to it. This is what Asset Linkable is all about, creating that content, finding the right people and creating an opportunity for you. And that's a very difficult thing in this industry that a lot of people have trouble doing. So that does move the needle. And when done properly, it can be very powerful for SEO. And from local SEO, maybe not as helpful, but still helpful, which is like the map pack, the Google business profiles. It doesn't move them as much. I went to a SEO conference in Canada called Local U recently, and they had a whole study on it. And they were pretty blown away by how powerful links were for SEO in the organic areas. And then they also mentioned in the local pack, it wasn't as powerful, still had some impact, but not as powerful. So it's definitely important to get these links whenever you can.
Got it. So do you think activities such as sharing on social media or sharing on social bookmarking sites also helps in improving the DA?
So that is one of those maybes, because I've read a lot about that topic, is social signals, if they have impact. They might not have direct impact, but they might, right? Because a lot of the social media accounts, they don't let Google crawl them. So how is Google going to know if there's a link on a page if they can't crawl it? However, they do see traffic coming in from different sources, so that might impact it. Like, oh, this is a popular site because different IPs are clicking into it, right? And from different areas within the region, right? That might say, okay, for a local website, they're seeing a lot of different local IPs click in, and they might know that these local IPs are real because they're searching on Google and they're doing different things. So this is all hypothetical. There's no real way to tell. I do read a lot, and I just find it funny because there's a lot of contradicting stuff out there, and the real way to learn is by actually applying and trying and seeing what you get, and also reverse engineering what's out there. So if you see a competitor ranking really well, and then you go to their social media accounts, and their social media accounts are doing really, really well, okay, then maybe there is a correlation there, right? Maybe. We can't be certain, but maybe there is some type of correlation there. So it's, again, it goes back to checking, going in, checking and digging. The checking on your competitors after you check domain rank and page rank and you see where they are, checking who they are, what kind of link profile they have, anything else you could find out really does help with understanding the landscape.
Got it. Okay. Now, in the case of DA, like you have given the activity, but this is what we have seen in many of the Facebook groups, many of the LinkedIn groups that I am part of, that there are many agencies and individuals they claim that they can improve the DA very quickly out there. Like they provide this service that, you know, within, let's say, 3 weeks, within 4 weeks, you will be improving your DA drastically out there. Is there any reality into it? Like, is there any possibility into it? Or
yeah, no, I mean, there's going to be different types of people. I've hired a lot of people. I've experimented in a lot of ways. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And you'll get the same excuse if it doesn't work, which usually it doesn't work, but from time to time it does. It's a very challenging thing to pinpoint, because let's say a site has a high domain authority, right? And the site is ranking today because they did some things. That doesn't mean they're going to rank in 2 months from now or 3 months from now, right? So there's a lot of quick solutions where you can buy links and people just sell them. And there is link farms and PBNs and a ton of people who sell links. I go on my LinkedIn and I get 1,000 messages to buy links from 1,000 different people. And if I go to all these different messages, they have a list and I can see the list. Well, if I could see the list, somebody in Google could probably see that list too. And Google doesn't punish anymore. They just devalue links, which is fine. I think that's fair, because if you would punish for links, well, I'll just, you know, point a bunch of terrible links to all my competitors and then I'll fly to the top, right? It's very easy. Thank you. Thank you for making that so simple. I don't even need links. I just point bad links at everyone else, you know? So Google has started not counting bad links. And again, they're moving away from links as much as they can, but they still care about them if it's a valuable link. So our clients, our websites, we don't do any kind of buying of links. We don't link in malicious ways. We do outreach work. We really work hard on the content. We do use social channels to reach people. And from time to time, we get a link. And you know what? That seems to be working without having to buy links. And, you know, I've had clients from 7 years ago. I still have them today. I've worked with big agencies, big companies, and we've succeeded across the board for majority of them, not all of them. Some industries are harder to crack than others, but we will try, you know, and we stick to what the rule book is. You know, you're better off taking 2 years to get big time results for a client that's going to have these results forever than getting them there for 1 year and them falling forever. Right? Or having too much bad stuff going on that it takes forever to dig them out of it. And then you just have an unhappy client, you're spending too much time on them. I'd rather have a happy client. We're very transparent. Here's who we are. Here's what we do. It might work, it might not work, because there is no controlling, you know, the outcome, but we do feed the machine everything that we think is going to help you get your rankings.
Definitely. So like, you know, DA is one of the, you know, several other KPIs that businesses generally look upon to achieve. Now, what are some of the, you know, like prominent KPIs that businesses should be focusing upon to consider that they have achieved a substantial amount of success into their activity?
So some of the top KPIs I recommend is the content quality, right? The way that everything looks and feels, the branding, the logo, all the creatives on the site, those are very important. Making the site is very usable for search engines and also accessibility wise for people who are visually impaired. You want to make sure that your website is very, very easy to use, very memorable, and serves the purpose of your business easily. Somebody has a problem, you're solving it. You want to hit the pain points and then hit the solutions very, very easily without them having to dig too deep into the site. So this is going to, you're going to get rewarded based on user behavior. You're going to get rewarded based on who's visiting your website or who's recommending it, which are the backlinks, and how they're recommending it, which is the anchor text. If you're trying to cheat, it's going to stand out. If you're doing things the right way, you should see long-term benefit, not just the quick, boom, I got you there, you know, now I did my job and I'm done. It doesn't work that way. It's a slow and steady growth that continues month over month, year over year, you know, decade after decade. It's been this way for a very long time. In the beginning, though, it was very easy to just private blog networks or buy links, whatever it is. You could still buy links, but you have to be very, very strategic on where you're going to buy them and who you're going to buy them from and how you're going to link to your assets. You can't just buy links from anybody, and you shouldn't just stick to links as your only strategy. There need to be more than just links. They're checking everything. I think they also care about how many people actually search for your brand name. Are people searching, good at marketing, or are they just finding me by typing SEO services, SEO company? How are they finding me? If they're only finding me with SEO services and SEO company, and that's only lasting, and that's now because I did a whole bunch of link building work, well, eventually I'm going to lose those rankings because they're not looking for my brand ever. There's no brand recognition. So it's a combination of things, and Google's gotten very smart at figuring out what everyone's doing to where those quick to win KPIs, like domain authority, page rank, those types of things. It's quick and easy to get them if you just go buy a bunch of links. It will jump up your domain authority page rank. It'll fly right up. But that doesn't necessarily mean that your rankings are going to go up and sustain their positions, unless you're in a market that's very low competition, which you might not even need. Low competition markets, you probably don't even need that much link building. Internal linking can help. You just write a bunch of content and link to it nicely where it makes sense. Make sure the content is helpful, and you know your website will start to show up. Google does. If you look in, I've seen this many times in Google Search Console, you'll see spikes where your website for one day was doing really well, and then it dropped. What was that? Well, maybe Google was just testing to see how your website behaves amongst the competitors, and they put you up there as part of their index or their checking. They could recycle 10 links over and over and over and see what users like the best. And over time, if you're serving the right purpose, people are going to stay on your properties. They're going to like your bookmark it. They're going to do different things. These are all signals. So the KPIs for the user is the KPIs. The most important KPI, obviously, is making more money. Everybody wants to make more money. That's the number one KPI for me, for the client, for us on this podcast, for Google, right? For the government, for the world. Everybody cares about their bottom line. They want to get rich, and that's it, right? If you put that aside and focus on the users, you'll get to the money part. The money comes next.
Definitely. So you have given a lot of valuable advice. Any last piece of advice that you would like to give to the audience?
Just do what you can to freshen up on what Google's doing all the time. If that's the search engine that you care about. I also look at Bing stuff as well. Follow some very influential people out there that are proving to always get results for their clients, their bigger companies, because they did something right. And stick to the fundamentals of helping people versus trying to get rich quick. This isn't a quick game, it's a long game. And the better you get at understanding that, the better off you're going to be, your clients are going to be, and the money comes next. The money doesn't come first. I wish it did, but it doesn't.
Definitely. Okay, so with this, we have now come to the end of today's episode. It was a pleasure having you join with us and sharing a lot of valuable advices on domain authority and how we can work upon to improve it better. Thank you so much for sharing your valuable.
Thank you for having me.